You're listening to Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, the Congressional Budget Office reports that nearly 23 million more people could be uninsured in the next decade if the GOP's health care bill is signed into law. We'll learn more in just a bit.
First, during campaign seasons, it's common to hear lawmakers from both sides of the aisle talk about investing in our crumbling infrastructure. It can seem like a cliche, but our next guest reports that as our below-ground infrastructure ages, it's becoming more common to see our roadways literally crumble.
Sinkholes are occurring more often in busy urban areas and costing municipalities millions of dollars each year to repair. Ranging in size from a pothole to a football field, cave-ins can swallow up cars, semi-trucks, and even houses.
Roger Schneider joins us now. He's a news editor with the Associated Press based in Detroit, and he's been reporting on the increase in sinkholes. Roger, welcome to Central Time.
Oh, good afternoon.
Well, Roger, you write that sinkholes are not a new issue, but it seems like that they're occurring more often than they used to. What's changing?
Well, when you talk about sinkholes and how often they occur, you often hear about the ones in Florida, where there's probably a sinkhole every day, all the time down there, and that's basically because of the geology of Florida is such that it's got a lot of limestone and moving water that tends to make things collapse. So in Florida, you can have collapses, sinkholes, just about anywhere, but now they're starting. The same people that are studying sinkholes in Florida have noticed just this uptick in sinkholes in places where they don't have that kind of geology, and it's occurring in many cases in the as a result of this underground infrastructure, some of which is 50, 100 years old in many cities around the country.
Now, the word sinkhole, it's pretty descriptive of what the actual thing is, but can you just walk us through what a sinkhole is?
Sure. As I said, some people will dispute that what's happening are sinkholes because of the geological definition of a sinkhole, as in the case of Florida. But essentially, it's the same thing. It's a collapsing of the earth or whatever is above. And many of these pipelines that are getting old are built under roadways. So often what's happening now is there's water, there's a break in some kind of a line. It's sending out water in just like it would naturally in Florida, and it's sending out water, and this is causing the roadways to collapse underneath them.
How dangerous are sinkholes?
Well, they can be very dangerous. One of the things that I found out, I hadn't realized when I started looking into this, was right after there was a sinkhole in Fraser, Michigan, which obviously was part of my territory that we cover here as a news editor for Associated Press. I started looking around and discovered that just earlier in the month of December, there was a sinkhole in San Antonio, Texas, where a sewer line had erupted. And the road gave way, and it was at night. It was early December in kind of a remote area of San Antonio. And a woman driving home from work, an off-duty deputy, drove into the sinkhole, which was filled with water. It was 12 feet deep, and she drowned in it.
Mm. And in terms of the places that might be most vulnerable, you said it used to be Florida and the unique aspects of that area there, but what is happening? What are we seeing, especially in urban areas now, that's happening not just in Florida but across the country?
Well, the infrastructure is getting old and it's cracking. The one in Fraser, Michigan, happened on Christmas Eve, 6 o'clock in the morning. One of the residents whose house had to be destroyed because of this heard cracking. They called the fire department. And they told them to get out of the house immediately. They were one of three houses that had to be destroyed after they were condemned. So what's happening is in that case, they still don't know what caused the line to break. It is under a road. It was about a 44-year-old pipeline, so it wasn't even one of the older ones. But they may never know for sure what caused it to break, but it did break. It was probably a period of a little heavy rain as well, so there was a lot of water running through, and the road just collapsed. And this was a pretty good-sized collapse. It was the size of a football field, and they're going to be working on that until the end of the year to fix that.
Is there a way to determine areas that might be at risk for sinkholes, or do you know that you have one when it appears, when you got one?
Well, that's one of the things. They're underground. With these kind of sinkholes, I just want to distinguish between this and the ones that are in Florida. No one can predict a sinkhole even in Florida, except that they will happen because of the geology there. Now, in the case of the infrastructure, Fraser, Michigan, where this sinkhole occurred, they're doing a complete test of their sewer line now as a result of this. And since that collapse occurred back in December, they discovered another crack nearby that they essentially said was a sinkhole waiting to happen. But other than doing very thorough inspections, there's really no way to know what's vulnerable.
And how much does it cost if we've got all this aging infrastructure out there? How do we afford to repair all of these aging water and sewer lines?
Well, it is expensive, and the American Society of Civil Engineers, they come out with reports every few years on the costs of doing this, and essentially it's getting farther and farther behind because nothing's being done. They estimate that the cost, the difference between what's being spent and what should be spent was about $55 billion, in 2010, and that's going to rise to about $110 billion by 2025.
And briefly, as we wrap up, Roger, President Trump announced his budget requests recently, and they include $1 trillion of infrastructure spending over the next decade, a lot of that coming from assumed private investment. Do you see hope there to modernize our roads and also what's underneath them?
Well, I think the difficult thing with all that, and I think what engineers are concerned about, the ones that I talked to for my story that I did, was that a lot of the talk is always about roads and bridges. People drive on those. They get upset by potholes that they run across and crumbling bridges. But you don't see these underground lines. There has been obviously a lot of attention in the past couple of years now because of what occurred in, for instance, Flint, Michigan, with the water lines that they have and are replacing there. But still, it's when it's out of sight, it's out of mind to a lot of people, and there's not a lot of specifics yet as to what the money is going to be spent on. But
and we leave it there. Roger Schneider with us, news editor for the Detroit Bureau of the Associated Press, with us to talk about why sinkholes are becoming more costly and more common.
Coming up, we'll look at the Congressional Budget Office's score on the GOP's American Health Care Act. This is Central Time.